Welcome to the It's All Fine and Dangy podcast, where hosts Dan and Angie talk with creatives, small business owners, charities, and all kinds of interesting people. It's all real talk. It's all fine and dangy.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. We are super excited. I mean, we are really excited because we have...
How excited are you?
Super duper excited.
That's anyway, pretty excited.
So we've done quite a few podcasts on our own since we've been here, but we have our very first guest that has joined us. Woo!
I need to put some in there.
Yay! So we want to welcome Joe Campbell. He's from Golden Goat Gallery.
Nailed it. Didn't get tongue-tied.
We are super excited to have you on and just pick your brain, learn some new things, and be really educated and let others know what you do in the community.
Awesome. I'm excited to be here.
Yes.
I appreciate y'all having me on.
Oh, man. We appreciate you coming. This is very exciting. You're our first guest in the studio. You're our first guest in our new home in North Carolina. So it's...
I'm honored.
Well, we are too.
Got to meet the pups. Yeah. And okay, just so everybody knows, our pups, you know, when you get a dog, like you hope that it protects you from when like danger comes or like somebody unexpected comes that they don't know. No, not our dogs. They'll bark at everything else. But Joe pulls up and they both haul ass outside.
Did you have steaks or bacon or something you were hiding in your clothes?
Just wagging their tails the whole time.
I keep treats for dogs and humans and other animals, random animals. I keep treats for all of them.
I can't tell if you're kidding.
I'm definitely kidding.
Oh, you got me.
There's like, Werther's original in one pocket. Oh, nice.
Do you
want to
be my friend?
Oh, that's
it was
brilliant.
Hilarious, though. Like, they literally, no noise, just ran out, just the tails, just going as they're running up to the fence to greet him.
So. I didn't think you were actually here yet, so it's...
They're very friendly.
I grew up with dogs. I've always been a dog person. And,
they can sense it, can't they?
Cats do not like me. I don't like cats. So
it's neither.
A mutual respect.
Oh, yeah. So as long as you have that mutual respect, I guess you don't get attacked by them.
Yeah, no. I stay away from them. They stay away from me.
It's understood.
I'm not a cat lady neither. I used to house sit for my boss in Florida, and she had cats, and she had 10 dogs. I'm like, you know, come to me, jungle friends. You know, the cats would sit on a table, and like as you walk by, they would swat at me, like give me attention, and I'm like, I don't do cats.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, but they would keep trying to get my attention. I'm like, it's just not gonna
happen. Allergic. And they're assholes. Well,
the second one for me.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know what I mean?
You could have just said I'm allergic to assholes and probably covered them all the bases.
Well, you know, I sneeze often around some people.
Yep. So Joe, tell us what the Golden Goat Gallery is.
So we are we like to say we're a cannabis culture shop.
Right.
I like that you said that on the website. I think it said that.
Yeah, our new banner out front says Cannabis and Culture Shop.
That's cool.
Gallery. Let's see. I hope.
Because when I think gallery, I think of art or something like that.
But it isn't.
But if, you know, if you carry
we
certain
do have
products
art in there.
Yeah, and I was going to say certain products, you could probably be considered art as well that you carry.
I have glass pieces that are worth a couple $1,000.
Wow. Oh, that's definitely art. Yeah.
There's some eye candy in there.
Yeah, cool.
For sure. The gallery part was mainly, and I hope no credit card processors are listening, to get past a few hurdles.
Understandable.
Shops like ours have to jump.
Of course.
So
I'm excited to get into all that. Just all the behind the scenes of getting a shop like this up and running. And
I mean,
it's a battle.
I bet.
It's so much more than I come from the skate, bike, and surf industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I come. I lived in and worked on Miami Beach for a couple of years before moving here.
Oh, nice.
To Asheville.
Yeah, that's a big culture difference, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of a shock.
Yeah, it is a different world.
Yeah.
It's like going from South America to America.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is really what it's like. Where were we going with that?
Oh, just what was it like to get started? What you said you had to jump through some hoops.
The gallery.
Before you get into the rest of that, I just want to say it's so ridiculous to me, by the way, that there's so many ridiculous rules. I mean, we've seen so much ground gained in our lifetime over this topic.
Big time.
And we can all debate this forever, but scientifically you can't debate the alcohol is worse for you than cannabis, but that's just
drinking right now.
That I'm drinking a red wine.
Oh,
yeah.
just messing with them.
But
too much alcohol.
Yes.
Too much.
But I would say even a little bit of alcohol is worse for you than a little bit of cannabis. At least from what I've read. So I'm not the specialist. You are.
So.
Yeah. The specialist.
I know. That's so funny to me.
It's like a show.
No, I just love weed. That makes me a specialist now.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, we're going to get into this, but we dug down into your website quite a bit, and there's a lot more to it than just you loving weed. I know you're kidding, but it's...
Yes and no.
I mean, yeah. Well, of course, you're going to have a passion for it. You wouldn't have opened the place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But as someone that is, I was like a major stoner pothead in high school all through, I mean, every day and for many years thereafter. And then I quit when we decided, my first wife and I decided we're going to try to have a kid. Because I'm
usually
like,
the case, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know what it does to your body. I quit smoking cigarettes and everything.
Good call there.
And still quit smoking those to this day.
Awesome.
But... my dad was a big smoker all the way until he died. And it's funny because all these years later, I tried to smoke. And I don't know what you guys have done with weed. I say you guys, but it's a whole different, it was miserable. I was miserable. So you and I are going to have to talk about
younger generation.
You got,
yeah.
You
yeah.
We're going to have
40-year-olds
talk about your products.
Hey,
because
look, 10 years makes a big difference.
It really
buddy,
does.
Okay?
Well, it really does.
It does if you haven't been smoking, because
sure.
this stuff will, to me, it was like, I could not believe this is me talking when I'm like, I could hear light and I was had telekinesis, my eyes were cold. It was horrible and I won't do it anymore. But I think it's because I didn't know what I was doing, you know, but you yeah. got to be careful now.
Yeah.
And we did the same thing with gummies. I tried to have a gummy to relax, and the whole night I was up, and it was
he
terrible.
Needed to go to the
and,
hospital.
Yep, yep.
Like,
you know,
no, you don't.
Lay so down. I can explain all of that.
Yeah.
yeah. So I want to get into that because I am still interested in looking back into that mm-hmm. with the right guide and the right, like, I would want to do it to.
I can be your shaman.
Right. To feel.
Oh, man.
Let's have an ayahuasca conversation yeah. too while we're here. But yeah, so we were talking about how you got into the industry because I'm very curious myself.
Luck and being mm-hmm. ready for the moment, you know?
Kind of paying attention to where things were going and the movement and everything.
Kind of. So yeah. when I moved here, I'm coming from it was a skate bike and surf shop on Miami Beach. And then I had a skateboard company before that. And I had a skateboard
oh,
shop.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Which was also kind of a fringe industry for a long time.
Yeah.
It's way more accepted now, especially the surf culture. Everyone wears Billabong and Quicksilver
yeah.
and all these things,
yeah.
right?
But our generation, again, was kind of like the first one with that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Tony Hawk was a kid, not a brand of shoes when
yeah.
we were kids, right?
I mean, he was pro at like 13
oh, I know.
In
I
the
love his
80s,
story.
You know,
yeah.
it's wild.
Wow. But what did pro mean back then, you know?
You got $11 a week.
Right. Exactly.
So when I moved here, I looked around the bike industry and put out some resumes for the bikes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no surf industry here, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was really nothing. And then, you know, I went to Ashley Furniture and they were like, all right, cool. You're going to go train in Charlotte for 2 weeks. I was like, I don't want to do that. I just moved here.
I'm going to stay here.
I was living downtown. Well, I wasn't working yet, but I was living downtown and I didn't really, you know,
yeah.
on Miami Beach, I didn't drive anywhere. I just rode my bike everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So we moved downtown here. I'm like, I don't want to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
My gas bill is zero,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And which is funny leading on to what I started doing. But I was looking at what's the website?
What's it about? And I'll tell you which one it is.
Not Angie's List.
Craigslist?
Craigslist.
Oh, yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
There's too many lists out there.
I did not smoke before I came here.
That's totally
Maybe
fun.
That's the problem. So I was looking on Craigslist every day, you
yeah.
know, all day. There was a As Seen on TV store. It's not there anymore.
Oh, I remember those.
Asheville.
I remember
yeah.
those in the malls.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was looking for a manager position because, you know, I was early
You're
30s.
Running.
That's
yeah.
what I do. So that was an assistant manager position. He went with someone else. And finally, I saw the ad on Craigslist. Do you like vapes and pipes and all this stuff? We're looking for a manager. I'm like, okay.
I gotta go.
This is my calling. Absolutely. So I sent in my resume. I got the email back and it said, I'll just name names, Hookah Hookup. And I was like, well, that's right down the street from me. Let me run over there real quick. So I ran over there. I'm texting with this. I was emailing with the regional manager. His name's Connor. So I go over there. I said, hey, I'm looking for Connor. He looks over. He goes, I'm Connor. I said, I'm the guy you're talking to on email right now.
that is hilarious.
And I really want this job.
Oh, that's how you get the job.
So it was between me and someone else. And he told me what got it for me was all my crazy stories from Miami Beach. Everything he would ask, well, tell me about a time when a customer was upset and you helped calm them down. I was like, well, there was a Brazilian lady who didn't speak any English and I had to calm them down somehow.
Yeah.
It was just story after story.
But it's retail. I mean, I feel like, and Angie, you were in retail for years. You tell stories that are similar to your story.
Yeah. I love retail.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it.
I don't love everything about it.
No!
But I, you know.
I don't know how you guys do it.
I love people. Yep. So just the fact that you just get this influx of different people all the time, and it's almost like a special little challenge to yourself. That used to be what it was for me.
100%.
Look how bitchy she looks. Oh, she's going to like me in like 5 minutes.
Yep.
It was it's like a special little.
Oh, I see.
It's just a competitiveness you have with yourself is what it is.
That probably also makes you very good at the customer service aspect of it, though, just being able to.
If you care like that, then absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. I don't know how I would do. You do.
We should do that thing where you go take somebody's job for a day.
Come on over.
Come on through. You might have to give me one of those gummies if I'm going to have to work this out. But
I think in this retail would probably be a much more pleasant experience than like a clothing shop or something like that, though.
Well, people are in there for not just recreation, right? I mean, I'd be in there for more like a medicinal purpose.
We get all of the above.
Yeah, I bet.
We're right down the street from the VA.
Yeah.
And arguably the best VA in the country.
Oh, wow.
So we get a lot of veterans that come through looking for sleep relief, pain relief, that.
That's great to know.
We get people that just love it.
Yeah, of course.
So you started, I don't want to get off track too much because you started at the hookah shop. And
So it was a smoke shop.
Yeah.
It's just called the Hookah Hookup. We did have some, but it was pipes and cigarettes and all the things, right?
Right. Yep.
Which I just quit cigarettes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Surrounded by it. Walking around it. Oh.
10 years now. No
oh, good
six,
for you. Thanks. Awesome. Nice. Very nice.
So he hires me. I'm getting paid not great to run this shop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so fun though. I was downtown. We're next to the bars. All the people coming through.
Oh yeah.
I met all the cool people of downtown Asheville
that kind
of run connections.
The day-to-day things, you know? Still friends with a lot of these people.
Oh, I love that. That's the true good business when you're actually becoming friends with them.
I got wrapped into this community immediately.
Yeah.
They people from Florida have a bad rap here.
Yeah, people from Florida have a bad rap everywhere. But come on, being from Florida, both of us, we know some friends. We know who Florida Man is.
Oh, 100%. That's why we leave a lot of times.
I know.
Exactly.
Because we don't, you know, I was looking for community my whole life, and in a county of 2.5 to 3 million people, it's hard to find that community.
Yeah, I agree. We've had a similar experience. I mean, we were able to establish community, but way later in life, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so you worked at this place, you got to know everybody, you're meeting all the people that are running.
Sounds like the networking is off the chain.
Yeah. It was awesome. I was going to all the shows downtown for free eventually, nice. Which was how it was on Miami Beach too. So it was nice to get right back into
free shows. This is my life. I need to know how I get back into
So here's the thing. I don't pay for stuff. So if we can get that worked out.
What can I do for you?
But I mean, that's the nature of business too, is bartering and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I really wish we could go back to a bartering system. I think that'd be amazing. Everybody would have a skill. Like, you know, they have their own unique thing that they do to
It would eventually,
for.
I think it would, I've thought a lot about this. It would, I think it would eventually lead up to us using some sort of money again.
Yeah.
Probably.
It would just be our own because
I can
give cannabis, but if you don't use cannabis, well,
There has to be a gap.
There has to be some sort of, all right, well, he likes cannabis and he does woodworking, but you don't need woodworking, but that guy needs woodworking and he has a radio program, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think we would just get back to money. But I do, I like, I spend a lot of time on the road thinking about all sorts of these
things. I like the deep thought stuff, though. I mean, I do. So, but I'm curious. So how did you end up going from the hookah place to having the place that you have now? Was it a quick transition or was it like a long time?
There's a, have you read the book On the Road?
I have not.
No.
Jack Kerouac?
Mm-hmm. I haven't.
I read it in my early 20s and that was the book for me. It was back in the 40s. He's a beatnik and he just hopped on a flatbed truck and went across the road and told stories of all this. And it was Allen Ginsberg and all these characters that led into the hippie movement.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That was the whole thing there.
The free and easy life.
So when I asked for a raise from $10 an hour to $12 an hour, I got fired. And
for asking for, whoa, okay.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We quadrupled the sales.
Right.
And so I thought it was...
Which shows you the staff is doing...
it was okay to ask for a raise.
Yeah.
But my direct boss, Connor, the guy who hired me, he moved on to a different company.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I got fired. I started in the hemp world, which back then was... Sorry. That was me hitting the microphone. On accident.
It was in the way.
But who put this here?
Exactly.
But what was hemp back then? Because when I think of like the necklaces and the rope and all.
That's all people knew.
Yeah.
When I started with this. Yeah. Yeah, rope.
Yeah.
Rope was 100% of what people knew about hemp.
Yeah.
And here I am trying to sell hemp oil as a, exactly what it is today. It's a great product. It's anti-inflammatory, all the things.
Yeah.
But I was getting shops telling me like, no, that's like spice and K2 and all the, do you remember that stuff?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When they were just spraying weird crap here's another brain fart.
Welcome to our world.
This part out.
No, because I want to talk a little bit about that. I mean, I want to jump ahead a little bit, but K2 and all, isn't that like the fake weed or is that something else?
What's the fragrance stuff you put in your bathroom or
potpourri?
Yes,
potpourri.
Potpourri. Yeah.
I had that idea first. That's a real product. And
don't
as
you
a
hate
kid,
that?
I would call it potpourri, and then someone took it.
Took that. And
it's
they
a great
sell,
idea.
And they sell it for $10 a bottle, buddy.
Yeah. And there's a movie about it's called Envy with Jack Black, and it's basically about that. It's like poop be gone. You spray it on dog poop and,
oh
it, and it's
gosh,
gone.
Oh my gosh.
And no one wanted to invest because they thought he was crazy and then he became a millionaire.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. So
I asked about...
They were spraying this analog, weird stuff.
On him?
That kind of mimicked cannabis on potpourri.
Interesting.
All the bags said not for human consumption, but people were smoking it and getting high from it. But it was also hurting a lot of people.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So they would make it illegal, and then they would, whoever was making it would immediately change the molecule.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not the illegal one. And this happened over and over and over and over again.
That's all you have to do
just
is
getting
just
around
tweak
the
it.
System.
Yeah, okay.
It's crazy scientist people.
Yeah,
making different things.
This reminded me of, we're going to jump around a little bit this reminded me of Delta 9 because Delta 9 was a fake weed that we all know people that either got sick
Delta
or hurt.
Delta 8.
Oh, Delta 8?
Yes.
Well, because I looked this up before you came over, I believe there was also one called Delta 9, which was confusing people because that's not what Delta 9 really is.
Delta 9 is what is in cannabis.
Right.
It's what's been in cannabis for thousands of years.
Right. But
so
if you
it's
have
Delta 9 THC.
Right. But if you have a fake product you name Delta 9, you really confuse everybody then. And I don't know if this happened, but when I was reading, I was like, there was Delta 8, there was Delta 9.
There's and Delta 10.
The industry was especially irritated with Delta 9 from what I read because that's insinuating that it's actually THC, which it wasn't. So, because Delta 9 is THC, right?
Yes.
That's the way I understood it too. So
with all these They're basically analog cannabinoids. They're just mm-hmm. tweaked on the microscopic level.
Yeah.
Delta 8. It's found naturally in hemp, but at such a small level yeah. that you're not going to extract yeah. it for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of customers. So right. they synthesize it. Delta 11 is basically kind of what happens in your body when it breaks down, but it's not found in the plant. Delta 10 is completely synthesized. THCP, THCO. There's so much crap out there that
it's terrifying.
People are getting confused, and then I get
well, like Delta 9. There's that fake Delta 9 confuses you for real Delta 9, right?
I've never run into fake Delta 9.
Okay. I don't know. I just when I was reading right before he got here, I just read that there it said not to be confused with the actual Delta 9 that's in THC. There was
maybe they're talking about hemp derived Delta 9.
Could be,
as opposed to what I hate using the word marijuana. It's literally just Spanish for Mary Jane, and they use it to back in the day they used it to incriminate and demonize Hispanics.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
And being from Miami, I have a special place in my heart for Hispanic people.
Yeah,
I always thought of marijuana fondly, but that's why
I use cannabis.
Yeah.
Instead of marijuana.
Well, the whole industry kind of calls it that now, cannabis.
Yeah. It's the real name.
Yeah.
Marijuana is a government name for it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I like that you brought that out, though, that it's a word that they used and chose to demonize someone. A certain group does this bad thing. You know what I mean?
100%.
Well, propaganda is a powerful thing.
Oh, it totally is.
Yep. Wordplay and power. I've read a lot about that stuff, too.
Yeah.
In my travels.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
So
how did you make it? So you went, you did your travels. I'm just curious. How did you make it to your own place?
I get out of the hemp industry and start working for this glass company, wholesale distribution glass. I start going on the road selling glass to shops, much like mine. American made. We represented artists. And
love
I just
that.
Traveled the country for like 7 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Selling glass art?
Glass pipes.
Glass pipes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some, from a $1 or, sorry, that's wholesale prices. I shouldn't talk about that.
Like
a $5 little one hitter to a $5,000 beautiful art piece and everything in between.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very nice.
So I did that for that company for 4 years. COVID hit.
Oh, fun.
I'm not mentioning that company's name or the owner's name for obvious reasons.
Of course, yeah.
I got laid off because money mismanagement, things that happened.
Yeah.
That's a common story at that time.
I was looking for a way out anyway.
Yeah,
I knew I had reached my peak at this place,
right?
Which I was not ready for. I'm still going, you know?
Still rising. So I'm curious, I want to interrupt you because when you traveled, were you traveling with all these glass pieces with you?
Yeah, I had a...
So what did that look like in your van?
Honda Element that I took the back seats out of.
Okay.
Lots of bins that were filled with gallon bags filled with different pipes.
Okay.
Tens of thousands of different pipes, right?
Wow.
I guess not 10,000 unique, but like tens of thousands total and hundreds of unique pieces.
Oh, what are you asking though, Angie? Like, was it full of styrofoam or don't hit any potholes?
Because American glass. Accident or freaking, take a turn wrong.
And
you better have that shit packed.
You get up into Michigan and Illinois and Wisconsin and the roads are not great.
Yeah. Did you ever lose product from like a rough trip?
Not from a rough trip. But from me leaving God, I hope he's not listening. We also had gun cases filled with like...
The foam on the inside?
Yes.
Okay.
Filled with water pipes and different bubblers and bongs and all sorts of things like that.
Right.
And it was top to bottom, front to back.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's zero room in there.
Yeah.
It was probably around 120 grand worth every time I went out.
Wow.
So you had to lock that car up when you were going in places.
2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So I'd be on the road for 2 weeks straight by myself and then home for 2 weeks, able to do whatever I wanted.
Oh, nice.
Cool. Lots of miles, 65,000 miles.
All over the country?
I didn't go past Colorado.
Okay.
The West Coast is pretty saturated.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we just pretty much stayed. I was cool. Mainly Midwest.
Gotcha.
Which I fell in love with the Midwest as a Miami boy. You would never think like, yeah, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, having a great time.
It's beautiful there. To me, it's always
I love Des Moines, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But the scenery out there is just like...
It's beautiful.
I love that.
What is this place I'm at, you know?
Oh, it's a different world, right?
I mean, I've never been there. I've just seen pictures. But even looking at the pictures, I'm like, why are
here's
we going what,
here's
there on
the
vacation?
Narrative. Kansas and Nebraska are so boring to drive through. But if you've driven on I-95 through Florida...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. From south to north, you know, it's just a wall of trees.
We talk about this all where I do that
and there's
joke.
Nothing to see.
I do that joke from Brother Bear, that kids movie where it's like, I spy tree, your turn. Tree, your turn. Because that's what it is.
That's
for
yeah.
miles,
it is.
For hours, mm-hmm. it's
from
nothing.
From Homestead to Jacksonville.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm out in Kansas and Nebraska and all these places, and there's just rolling hills mm-hmm. of farms and the old red barns and the silos.
I love that. I want to pull over and take a picture or paint it every time I see that.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It I don't know what all these people are talking about. Probably one of the coolest things I saw out there, it was a fresh snow. So obviously no corn, just all fields.
Yeah.
Fresh layer, and there was a family of deer out far enough away from the road.
Yeah, nice
just
big
out
deer too,
running with the family
in the snow.
And I'm just dry, like, this is
that's the cool.
This is awesome.
That's
I was 31 the first time I saw snow.
Yeah,
10 years ago.
That's relatable. Yeah. We had what you guys would refer to as a dusting. It was maybe 6 or 8 inches of snow, but it was.
I don't even know if it was that much, but
we had been here for I don't know. Was it January when this hit? And it came and went. I'll show you pictures, but for...
Was it this year?
Yes. Yeah.
That wasn't a snow.
No. It was a dusting.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But what's
it
funny
was
is
snow
like
to him.
I drove to Ingalls here and they're like, it snowed where you are. So it only snowed in a tiny little spot here.
Absolutely.
Which was really neat. But it was for 24 hours later, it was gone.
It's so funny. We could talk for 2 hours just on like cultural differences and things like that.
Well, the reason I bring that up though is your excitement with the deer in the snow. I'm like out there in it making snowballs with the dogs. Okay. Angie's like, I'm good.
I grew up in Michigan. So
nice.
I know
what part?
Wixom-Walled Lake area. It's like north west of Detroit.
Okay,
20
cool.
minutes from Detroit, actually.
Oh, like, that's Detroit.
It's
pretty much Detroit.
Like, you know, the nice neighborhood.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Well, really not nice. I mean, just suburbs or whatever they were, but
Pontiac area, or maybe a little west of Pontiac.
I don't know where we were in conjunction of that, because I moved down to Florida when I was 12.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, technically my whole grown-up life was
God,
Florida.
You went from
but I went
like
from
6 months of winter to so, 8-10 months of summer.
Yeah, Michigan is, no, that's, I moved up there again in, like, I was like 22. I'm like, I'm going back to Michigan. It's so much better. I lasted 2 months.
Yeah.
I moved up in the most miserable fucking time of the year where everything's
January,
gray.
Yeah.
Like, you fly over and everything's gray and it just looks like a mud hole. Like, it's just disgusting. And then you walk outside, it's like, oh my God.
It's well,
so frigid.
You got the Great Lakes there. You got Lake,
in the summer,
you're on the east side, so you got Lake Huron.
Beautiful. Like, I mean, the lakes,
love it.
The lakes were the ocean to us as a kid.
They're massive, too.
Oh, they're massive, and they're like beautiful. And if you go to the Upper Peninsula, it's beautiful, and there's the sand dunes, and it's kind of this totally different place than just the flatland Michigan. But
and then you got, you know, I feel like Western Michigan is pretty different than Eastern Michigan as well.
Probably. I don't know.
No.
Because I haven't been there as
I've
an
I've been
adult,
all over that
you know what I mean?
State.
So...
But
I
love that you've been all over and you end up here, because I haven't been all over. And there's something about the first time Angie said, oh, for vacation, let's go to Asheville. I'm like, I don't go to Nashville. It's a country camp.
That's what everyone hears.
She's like, no, Asheville. And then so I'm thinking, what is that? And long story short, you know, we live here now. But I was like, oh, my God, I fell in love with the mountains and just the whole
the
vibe.
The culture, it's like just everything. It was such a good mix of... all different types of people.
It's nice. You know? It's a great, you have quality of life here.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah, and some of the things pleasant. I'm learning about this community, especially the small business, you know, supporting community, you know, they're worried about people's, their wages that they're making in the area, you know.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah,
you know,
earning a living wage.
Yeah.
Living wage, right?
Yeah, living wage.
Okay, I know this.
Yeah.
And just the... that sense of community within the small business.
Taking care of each other, yeah.
So it seems like you're right. This is probably the perfect spot that you landed to start.
So I didn't really even travel before I moved here.
Yeah.
I'd been to Nashville once for like a minute. Saying,
but when you were traveling around delivering glass?
That was after my job, my first job here in Nashville.
Oh, that was after you? Okay, yeah. I thought I was picturing that you picked it up and left, but you're saying 2 weeks here, 2 weeks doing that. Okay.
Yeah. So that was after the smoke shop in downtown.
Okay, yeah.
Which was the same company that the guy who hired me at the smoke shop, Connor.
Yeah.
He was at this company. So now I'm working with him.
So, but you've been here ever since then. Ever since you moved here and started at the hookah shop, you've been here ever since. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. So you went and sort of got a taste of all those other areas and still wanted to stay here.
You know, there's places that I love. Madison, Wisconsin is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love I really, really love Detroit.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor is probably more where I would live.
I have family in Ann Arbor. Yeah.
Because it's a little more Asheville-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
College town. I went to Hash Bash up there.
Oh, wow.
Or as you guys say, Hash Bash.
From
Hash Bash.
Not you guys, her. I'm from Apopka.
Yeah.
I know. He still catches, like, sometimes I say certain words and he's like, you are totally a northerner.
Like, yeah. She says garage with one syllable. Garage.
Garage.
Garage. Garage. Or uncle. She says uncle, like, say it.
Uncle?
Uncle.
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 I find myself, because I spent so much time in the Midwest doing
part
this,
of it. Yeah.
I hear myself with it sometimes.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So funny.
It doesn't take long to pick it up, though. Like, if you're around, you know, a group of people
it's
who
so
are
easy.
Talking like that, it's so easy to just kind of become part of that group. It's like Madonna with her, you know, British accent.
Well,
you know,
I think it's that way with any accent, because if I get around like my old friends from high school, I start talking a bit more like this, boy. You know, it's like everyone's country all of a sudden.
Well, you're in North Carolina now, so
I guess
feel
it fits,
free.
It fits again. I have noticed a lot of that, by the way.
Yeah.
There is some very country sounding.
Yeah.
Well, and it's different.
It is different.
It's a different accent than we had growing up down there.
Yeah,
and my
funny?
Family on my mom's side is from Kentucky, which is another different, where they say they
Louisville.
Don't, Louisville, or they say like the days of the week are all end in E. Like,
yeah, Monday,
Tuesday. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So
you're like,
it's
what?
Different
what
everywhere.
Was that? What was that? So after you got done kind of traveling around and you were done with that.
So that was 4 full years.
That's a lot.
Trade show, like,
man.
Just
how many
engulfed.
Miles do you know?
He said 65,000 the first
year. That
was
my first year.
Total, probably.
I've got a couple hundred thousand under my belt just selling glass. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of miles.
I've driven to 41 states.
Oh, wow.
And the whole West Coast is not part of that. I have yet to go to California. And you think being in this industry,
that's
California would be obviously checked off. But no,
but that's what you said, though, is oversaturated already.
I had no business there.
Yeah.
And all the there's no trade shows there. Yeah. The trade shows are in like Las Vegas, which I've driven to a few times.
Yeah.
I go every year for my business, my type of business, for tech trade shows. Or
yeah.
Not tech trade
That's
shows.
That's where they all are, right?
Yeah. I mean, they, you know.
In Denver, of course, we have a couple trade shows. Madison, Wisconsin, we had a trade show, which is why I fell in love with that place, because it's just, go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Go vacation
Madison,
there
Wisconsin.
Sometime. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
I'm not driving. No way.
We're flying.
Oh, it's easy drive.
You're talking about your miles. I'm sitting here thinking I probably drive 1,500 miles a year now. So.
I don't like driving 10 hours to Florida.
You know what helps?
Airplanes.
Podcasts.
Oh, podcasts, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Tune in, guys.
So
I said airplanes. You know what helps? Airplanes. I agree, though. The podcast,
sleeping while someone else is driving.
It has come back. The podcast industry has come back, but it took a major dip with COVID because most people listen on their commute to work, and now no one's commuting. No one's sitting in their house listening to. They are now, but that's what the whole sort of podcast culture change.
And do you guys, I hate to break the third wall, but do you guys post on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We do with the cameras.
Yeah.
We're back on YouTube now. We went through, when we went through all those moves we were telling you about, which we've told our audience about 100 times.
I also forget we have this camera. Hi, people over here. So I've been turned this way the whole time. So
no, it's fine.
Back,
we're getting back in the groove. We were doing it for so long on YouTube that after we took the cameras down and we're converting the studio into a bedroom, we were still recording in there. And both of us would look up at look nothing up. Because there's no camera. Look at, there's no but we're camera. Getting back into it now. And yeah. what I like to do is I like to intercut the interviews, especially if it's just her and I, which is normally a week of a guest, a week of her. But I'll cut clips from where we went instead to make it a little more interesting for people that want to watch.
YouTube yeah. shorts, TikTok, that Instagram reels.
We shut down our TikTok. I could talk to you about the Chinese government all day, but we had 4.5 million.
Oh, no. We don't talk,
4.5 we don't million.
Talk politics.
That's why I said, that's why I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
We had 4.5 million views on one of our TikToks, which was unheard of.
Was it one of the first ones?
No, and it wasn't
really?
Even, it wasn't even an interview. It was, we had cameras in the house for the dog,
it was
which
funny.
Leads to a really lot of, a lot of really funny clips of like banging your head or busting a glass. Or things that you don't falling down, things you
people
don't realize.
Do not life. Care about the work you're putting in here. Yes. They want to see the dog bumping its yes. head.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, but, I post on TikTok for my business.
Oh, nice.
And I did acting classes back in high school and all of that. Oh. So I enjoy it, right?
Sure.
And mainly I give out government secrets. Oh, I shouldn't that. Say that on here, should I? Anyway, it's TikTok.
Well, somebody comes knocking on your door tonight, buddy.
Yeah. It's Kim. No, that's Korea. Never mind.
Well, I'm assuming you mean like in that's your shtick that you're telling government secrets or whatever.
No, I don't do that at all. I'm just oh, messing just around. Being.
I thought it was a goofy, like, guess what else they do?
Yeah, but no, it's all smoke shop related oh, nice. Stuff or basketball. I love basketball.
Oh, nice.
It's, well, smoke shop or basketball.
The one we did that was 4.5 million views was from our living room security camera. And I am more like the totally type A personality, and Angie is like the chill one, which plays here because she's on the couch with her laptop or something, and you see her sit up, and she's looking out the back window. She's like, oh, my God, Dan, it's a tornado. And I come flying out of the back office, and I had socks on. I'll have to show you this clip, but I had socks on a hardwood floor, so I'm trying not to slip. But I end up walking in little baby ballerina steps real fast. And that's what got everyone, because I just beelined it with her to the back bedroom.
He didn't even look at anything.
And that's it.
He just
and that bizarre run became
bizarre
a 4.5 million yeah. hits that got more traffic to our podcast in one day than all the work
I
we
know.
Put in.
So, I would say to everyone listening, please like the videos that people actually put time and effort into.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like your audience does that anyway.
We're guilty of it, though, because what do we watch at night when we're falling asleep? People falling off stuff and wrecking bikes and all this kind
little
of...
Little children being hurt is the
that's
funniest.
So I do the same. I'll lay in bed, scroll yeah. from... Just watch funny videos yeah. To go to sleep.
It's like just a release for
it
the
is.
End of the day, whatever you had going. Just this. I need to watch something that's just going to make me crack up.
It's good energy. Yeah.
I can't breathe anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because some of them, that is literally what you do.
Yeah.
So, as you know, you're a smoker.
Yeah.
So, were you like into kind of keeping abreast to the trends or the things that were happening in the government as far as
yeah, I have
seeing
to be,
this
for
happen?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So, is that kind of what led to you getting into this business once you saw that there could be an opportunity to make this into kind of like your career?
So when
almost.
I went from that, from the smoke shop, the $10 an hour smoke shop mm-hmm. to driving on the road, I went from like 20K to 60
That's
a year.
A big difference.
You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah.
Which was obviously life changing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I felt like an adult finally.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lifetime of trying yeah. all sorts of other things, my
sure.
own skateboard company, trying all of that and,
right.
and trial and errors and all
mm-hmm.
of that. So once I left that company, I told Connor,
mm-hmm.
Who was the vice president of that company. I said, dude, I'm going to go work for this other guy or we're going to do it ourselves. Or you come start a company with me. And he said, let me think about it. And the next day, he was like, I told him to go screw himself. Let's do this.
He got like pumped up.
This
buddy.
Sounds like a movie, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so,
it really does.
Which is why I didn't really want to skip
of course.
Too much of
yeah.
the things. Because now we've been business partners for 4 years
yeah.
now.
Oh, I love it.
And just from that chance meeting of him hiring me at the smoke
that
shop.
That is
you know?
Awesome. Well, obviously, you know, he saw that you had something, you know, a drive in you, how you showed up while
you were on
the phone.
He comes from D.C., Baltimore area.
Yeah.
And I come from Miami. So we have this,
like,
the city drive.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Which, in a smaller place like this, really helps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, it's a little slower paced around here.
That she has to keep going, Dan, take a breath.
Yeah.
It's a slower pace. Yeah.
I had to teach myself.
Yeah.
I would get calls at the smoke shop. Like, and hey, this smoke shop, can I help you? I got a question for you. And I'm like, we can be done with this by now, bud.
It sounds like me.
You know, info in, info out, let's go. But I had to breathe.
It's probably better for you, actually, just to slow down, because I'm very high-paced, fast-paced, question answer, done, next question kind of guy.
I've noticed that just with doing, a little bit of the networking I've been doing and, you know, communicating with people. There's not as much of a sense of urgency like we're probably used to in like the corporate world.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because why the stress? Why?
That's
why
part the of the stress charm, over isn't it?
It's though? Part of the charm. It's part of the...
When it's just in your blood, I'm looking at Dan here.
Look at him.
Like, if we're like, if we're going to follow up on that, and the next hour I've emailed you, I've sent you a link, and I'm waiting.
It was so nice dealing with you guys through the emailing process.
Oh, scheduling the
visit. Yeah. What a breeze.
Yeah.
Most of the distros that I deal with to get product are on that same page.
Yeah, but of course. You can't run a business.
We're still in the head shop, smoke shop, cannabis industry. Yeah. So we all partake.
Sure.
And that can lead to definitely like 3 days later, like, oh yeah, I forgot about this email.
Yeah, I'm glad you met. But see, that's where you have to get to where you know the culture. And by the way, we're in the studio, the heater's on. And of course, before we started, I'm like, are you going to hear that? I think that's just part of the ambiance of our new studio. So
it's our studio.
There's a Freddy Krueger heater in the background. Oh. Boiler.
Okay, this has been one of the things I'm worried about. Like, I've been telling people, like, because we have some more people coming on. We had so many bookings just from, you know, that posting we did on a few of the small business pages. So we have some new people coming on, and you know, some of them are women, and I'm like, if you would like to bring somebody along with you, so you feel safer, nobody knows us, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm like, even taking you, we're like, come down to the basement. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
we should get like a rickety light bulb hanging from a chain at first instead of all these lights
scare
on
scare everybody.
Yeah. God, that'd be so funny.
God,
I'm here for it.
Just, you know, break the tension right there. Yeah. We got cameras up. It's a freaking basement. Yeah. Ooh, what is happening?
Well, I thought that when the lawn guys came, before we had the studio set up and I was testing locations for cameras, Angie said, what do you think they think you're doing? You got tripods in here and cameras pointing all over. You got carpet. I mean.
Here's the thing. You're in Asheville.
Yeah.
No one cares.
No one cares.
And we support it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of us.
It's your creative.
Go that route.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like,
there's we just had the Asheville Fringe Fest, which is literally all about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
I'm adding myself into there. I've never done that. I've never been to the Fringe Fest. I say we as in Asheville.
I know, just I get part it. Of Asheville.
We're all Ashevillians now, or whatever they're called. But yeah, but I know what you're saying about the question answer thing and sort of the fast pace, because I do think there's probably more life you're going to live if you slow down and relax a little about it.
I disagree.
Oh, do you?
I like to get it all done as fast as possible so I can chill and live life.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I'm trying to defend someone else's view, by the way, because I'm much more like you, where I'm like, list, done, just get it.
My
favorite word is optimization. That's my favorite word in the whole world is optimization.
Now, look,
absolutely.
Look.
Efficiency.
Yeah. I appreciate it at times. You know what I mean? And then other times, no, I don't want it.
Yeah. And that's why you guys probably work well together.
She brings me back down. She calls me Sheldon, but she brings me back down to earth, because I'm all about.
And you bring me, like, you let me know when I need to be more organized about something, like, you know, a certain thing that just happened that, you know.
I don't necessarily believe in this, but we're in Asheville, so I have to ask, what's your sign?
Libra. I'm a Libra,
I'm Scorpio.
I don't know anything about y'all.
No.
I don't believe
Virgo,
in that,
and apparently Virgo characteristics are very, like, to the point. Everything in its right place, kind of OCD about things.
Yeah. But as soon as you start believing those horoscope things, you meet somebody that's like the same sign as you that is nothing like you at all. So you're like, I don't know.
Like I said, I don't really. It's the Asheville question.
Yeah.
But people that study horoscope will tell you, but that depends on what day you were born and what.
And your moon sign. Was like. Yeah.
So there's all this.
I just read some stuff about Virgo, and I was like, ooh, that's pretty dead.
So here's a deep cut, listener. If you're into horoscopes, you need to go read Adam Sandler's horoscopes. That's a good one. He did that young in his career, but they're spectacular. So I'll just leave you with that.
I grew up on his. Let's see, I was in 10th grade, so it was a CD.
Yeah.
They're All Gonna Laugh at You.
Oh,
Adam
nice.
Sandler.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the greatest thing we had ever heard up until that moment.
His latest one he did like 2 years ago.
Oh, so good.
With the guitar. I will sing the songs to her like phone, wallet, keys, that kind of
that
stuff.
That one is hilarious.
I had a mat outside of my, or just inside of my front door that said phone, wallet, keys.
Oh, I love
that
it.
So funny.
As you're leaving, you look
you
down, there it is.
That yeah. is great.
Oh, that one was my favorite, and, yeah. and I guess because of my age and my life, you know, but one of them was the guitars, it's like a heavy rock, and he's like, my kids only got one line in the play, my kids only got, and at the end of the song, he's like, and he missed it, and that was the end of the song. But
that's
it's like,
so funny.
It's relatable because of our ages now,
yeah.
because it's like, he's kind of, I don't know if he's my age, but his comedy has grown in line with my life, so I can relate to all
it. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. for sure.
That yeah, all those old movies I can quote still to this day. That album, They're All Gonna Laugh at You, I can quote the whole thing. After that, like, there was a certain age that I hit that I just don't retain anything anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Little I can listen to a song a million times, and I'm like, oh, I know the first, like, three words.
You bet not, yeah. Well, that's like you the other day. You were quoting Grown Ups when you go, I said something about swimming, and you go, I'm not taking my shirt off.
Yeah. Kevin James says that yeah. line. It's great.
That's
it's
so
great.
Funny.
So I was online just kind of taking a peek at your shop, mm-hmm. and I was very impressed because I like very clean and organized looks.
See, I'm rubbing off on her.
And look, I was never a messy person.
Is it that kind of podcast?
Yeah, but...
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Depends on who's on the show.
Without the video.
Yeah. Those we can't open. That's a different website we upload.
Different. It's a special website. There's a subscription for that.
Yeah.
By the way.
That's so funny. Quick sidetrack.
Keep Finder.
I was in a band in Miami, and we would play a place called Tobacco Road, which mm-hmm. was the oldest bar in Miami. Classic. It was like the spot.
Spot to be, right?
And we would always tell people, hey, you can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Pornhub, Twitter. And we would just throw it in there just to see who's paying attention, you know?
That reminds
eyes
me
are
of
perking up. What? Huh? What'd they say though?
I love it.
And then they're searching it, and then they're searching it for it. But anyway, yeah,
sorry. Yes, go ahead.
I was kind of peeking at the shop via on the website.
Yeah.
And it's just very clean.
Thank you.
Pristine looking.
Thank you.
It. You know. It's. I've been in smoke shops before, like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always dark and kind of like. Musty,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and you're
and,
like,
and that's how the industry was back yeah. then.
Because you were riding the line on being illegal. I remember
100%.
Going to, I remember going to Daytona Beach, going to a couple of places. I don't want to name it in case they're still in business, but it was clearly like, you know, if you mentioned weed in there, you had to leave because it was like the rule was these are tobacco pipes. Like
right.
everyone
yeah.
needs a four chamber water tobacco pipe.
And that's still kind of how it is.
Is it?
You know.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about that. Like how,
without getting into.
What are the rules?
Without
you know?
Throwing myself under the bus.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're very relaxed in our shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against tobacco, so none of my pipes are for tobacco.
Sure.
They're for legal cannabis products
mm-hmm. yeah.
that you can also buy at my shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're pretty relaxed. I'm not trying to tell an adult what he can and or what they can and cannot say.
Sure.
And that's always the complaint, isn't it? You go into a smoke shop, mm-hmm. you have someone who's 20 years younger than you telling you can't say something, and you're just like, just you know what I mean? Just get me what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know they'll have an attitude, and even back in the day, At the first job here, we had to kick people out because that's what we were told to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but just having to play that game is very unfortunate, you know, just because of the laws and the rules. And
I don't know of any shop, and I've been to, I say, probably around 75% of the shops east of Colorado.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's hundreds and hundreds of shops.
Yeah.
Not counting the Tobacco Plus, you know, just those...
Mm-hmm. The little rinky-dink ones on the
strip mall somewhere.
Well, in the vape shops, I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting a vape shop now anywhere,
yeah.
really.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Mm-hmm.
If, I don't know if yeah. you're including them in that, but...
No, I'm just talking about the smoke shops that usually I'm trying to be PC here. That's the gears burning here.
Yeah.
They're owned by Middle Easterners or Indian people, right? And they do a great job. They do their thing. It's a completely different
industry.
Yeah, for sure. Because there's a lot of like sciencey stuff, which I think is really cool. That kind of goes.
It's biology.
Yeah.
What's the plant one? is it still biology?
Botanist?
Botany. Yes.
I got it right. Oh my gosh.
I have a longtime friend with a PhD in this.
I was going to say lobotomy, so I don't want to jump
that in. Too.
but it's close.
Yeah, I was referring to like the lab results that you have on the different strains.
Yeah, that was fun learning how to read all that crap.
Let's talk about that's the kind of stuff I want to talk about.
Me too. But what is
how
that?
Did you get into? How do you have to learn that? Is there
jump head first?
Is that how you do?
Yeah, you just jump head first. There's no schooling or anything like that.
Okay, but what is that? Certificates or anything? Sorry.
No.
No, it's okay. What does that tell the customer though? I mean, I looked at it too, and it's neat, but I'm like, what does that tell? Like, is that looking for
customers
like quality?
Don't read.
Well,
I'm going to get in trouble. You guys are going to give me in trouble. Customers don't read. And this is any industry ever.
Yeah.
They don't
want
read.
You to tell them as the professional.
100%.
But can I tell you, as someone, maybe not true, though, for everyone, because
there's always exceptions to the rule.
Sure.
Very few.
As someone who is, that's true, too.
Retail. This is retail talking.
But as someone who is interested, mildly interested because of my, tripping out from last time, but who is mildly interested in, and I won't get too personal, but our longtime listeners know I had like unexpected surgery. What's it been, 2-3 years ago now? But I went through a lot of pain through a lot of years and was ready to try everything. I don't like taking medicine. So as somebody who still has like a wandering eye a little bit in that industry, like I don't want to end up in the same experience again, but I'm on your website reading about like the test results. To me, it looks like, wait a minute, this place really knows, like, this is a quality thing, or that's what I'm asking, because it's not
vet
just
pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
I've sent plenty of reps, like distro reps, out of my shop with no money, because they come in, they have all the synthesized stuff, they have these 7-gram vape with all this and this and this and that in it. I'm going, I don't want that. That's not quality.
Yeah.
And then the packaging is like explosion and
it's a big gimmicky thing.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'd like to take it more serious myself, because I know you're recreational and I'm a recreational drink. I can appreciate it. I'm afraid of it recreationally anymore.
Yeah.
But my first,
we've had an experience.
You had an experience like no other. You entered the fifth dimension. I had to hold on to her for.
Yeah.
We can tell that story too.
It's a good place to go sometimes.
This wasn't.
She was in a bad place for a long, hours and hours. But it was, it was some friends of ours.
It's humbling, isn't it? I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Heart pounding out of your chest.
I wanted it to be fun.
The weirdest, I know we're all over the place, but the weirdest thing about this experience was, and if you're our age, you remember the original Batman movie with Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Wow, you really are all over the place.
But the Joker, whenever he killed someone, it would show them with this big smile on their face, but their eyes had like this terrified look, and someone took a picture of you that night, but you were like that for 6 hours. She had tears. She had tears coming out of her eyes.
Smiling.
She was so freaked out, and she was still smiling.
It's that nervous smile, though, like, everything's going to be okay.
She could not make it stop.
I couldn't make the smile.
It was so funny.
It's a scary picture.
How I describe it is that I had metal boots on that were magnetically being pulled to the craft. You could hit me and I'd be like a bobblehead, like we're like burr.
So those of us who've been in the industry for long enough, we've all been through this.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But you want to protect your customers from not going there, I'm sure.
100%.
Yeah.
So we're really good at listening to the customers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have one employee right now, and I've probably ad nauseum told him, this is how I want my customers treated.
Yeah.
He's
really
good at it anyway. I wouldn't have brought him in if I thought otherwise.
But there's still the training.
I've known him a long time.
Still training that you need to get him to that quality that you want.
We warn people if they pick something strong. We warn people
good.
If they're looking for something strong and they pick something weak,
Yeah.
We just want people to get what they need. And like I said earlier, we have a lot of veterans come in, so we have to be really careful with a lot of people don't know what they want either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they think they know what they want. They read about something, they heard about, their friend told them something, their friend with a high tolerance told them, like, you got to try these. These are great. And they try them, and then they have an experience like yours, and they're like, that's not my friend anymore. Yeah.
But I would imagine, too, like older people, like you're saying, like you don't want them to trip out and never come back. I mean, they're going to trust you. They're going to come back.
I have some older folk that come in that are, they're like, give me the strongest.
Well, yeah, now. But.
So what's the kind of like, what's the process now? Like, I'm not very educated on it as far as, you know, what is the process if I walked into your store? Can I just walk into your shop as just somebody who's checking it out, looking around?
Yeah.
What happens if I want something? Can I get something, or do I have to have a ID card? Like, what is the rules in this area? Because I know that, you know, the laws are different in all different areas.
Because so the cannabis I sell is basically premature. There's a process called decarboxylation, where THCA.
I read about that on your website. Converted. I've never even heard of it.
It converts to THC.
Okay.
So if they cut it early enough, the plant, the bud, then it doesn't convert on the plant. It converts when you light it because it converts at 220 degrees. We always heard about this growing up, where when you cook with it, you have to cook it at a certain temperature to activate everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you're activating, is THCA.
Oh, okay.
So it took us forever to figure out that, oh, well, this is under law, under the 2018 hemp farm bill, that it's considered hemp.
Okay.
So it took until like a year ago for people to realize this, which I was getting stuff from Colorado while I was in Colorado.
Yeah. And I think they were like... I think they're an industry leader in this kind of area. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. I have a friend who has a farm there. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Yeah, our old singer from our band, he has a cannabis farm. Almost called it the word I don't want to call it anymore now.
That Yay!
Yeah. But
we're converting people one by one.
He moved there right when everything legalized there, and he does really well. There's a YouTube channel about how to grow it and all kinds of stuff.
Very cool.
But that's so awesome. So when you were in Colorado,
you should probably put them two in.
Oh, I don't know if it would be of beneficial to you, but I'd be happy to
Instagram.
Share. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But so you were getting it from Colorado, but when did you guys discover? Well,
so personally, I would get stuff from Colorado while I was in Colorado, obviously.
Yeah.
Never leaving with it. That was a lot of THCA.
Yeah.
Just because it's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's naturally just part of it. All the bud anyone has ever smoked has had THCA in it.
Right.
Because not all of it converts on the plant.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the fun part is we have THCA, THC, D9. All the same thing. It's the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You know what I mean?
That's a Delta 9 that we were talking about.
So it's chemical reactions that change one to another, or they're all...
The A is an acid molecule, and it just burns off.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Look at all this freaking science.
It's kind of an inhibitor, too. So if you eat THCA flour, it does nothing.
Yeah.
It has to be decarbed to do something if you eat it.
But can you get any of the medicinal benefits from THCA, like for pain?
It's exactly the same thing.
So you can...
I got to whisper.
So you can get all the benefits without the psychoactive part if you want.
Once you light it up, it is psychoactive.
Sure, but what if you eat the THCA?
We have other stuff that is better.
Because it has to be heated in order to really... have any type of...
So you wouldn't just eat the weed.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Right, you wouldn't just eat the flower.
Yeah. So I was wondering if THCA, without being converted to THC, has medicinal benefits for pain, or does it have to convert to be beneficial?
That's a great question.
Yeah. I'm over here trying to get the benefits without tripping out.
So. Yeah. I have products for you, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There'd be something else that would probably suit that.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably add that night when... My nurse wife over here, right? This is the joke because she's like, she's a tough cookie. You got to be tough with this woman. But I'm like, babe, I'm having a heart attack. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm listening to Friends, and there was an episode came on that's never, ever been aired before. Like, it was different. I felt like I was And she goes like this, "You're fine." And yeah. goes back to sleep, left me to deal with it on my own. So that night, after all that happened, what that was from was these gummies that were really low dose that I ate a quarter of, that literally her mom had had, who doesn't do any drugs or drink even, and she could sleep on them. So I ate a quarter of one and had that happen. So no one can explain it. I don't know if my tolerance is just terrible now.
I think we've learned, isn't there two different strains? There's stevia.
Sativa.
Sativa.
Not to be confused with stevia.
Stevia's a little different.
Put this in your coffee.
Well, I mean, you can remember it like sativa is the upper.
Yeah.
Okay.
So stevia being a sugar or whatever, if that's...
And then indica is indica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most things are hybrids of both of those.
So okay. I think whatever it was, you needed the opposite because it was affecting you different than...
But that's a big thing.
Is it possible that someone's biology is just different when it comes to...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I was going to say that has to be
my employee, Chris, his girlfriend throws up every time, whether she smokes it or eats it or whatever, she just throws up. Sometimes she deals with it because... Mm-hmm. You know,
still enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just like anything. If you're drinking or whatever, you puke and you're like, "Oh, I feel way better now."
Let me
get another one.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder because you'll have, you know, we'll talk about this after the interview, and maybe we'll come by. Of course, we're definitely going to come by your shop, but maybe when we do, you can help me kind of figure it out because I'd love to take very baby steps. You know, I see these commercials where they're like, "Oh, and instead of a glass of wine, I have a half a gummy," and I feel, and I'm like, "Well, it's way better for you," but I'm terrified that I'll end up in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
So I need someone to walk me through.
We have some awesome non psychoactive ones.
Yeah, yeah,
that will help with pain and sleep and all those
very
fun
nice.
Things.
Yeah,
and I carry one pre-rolled joint. Most of them are THCA. They're psychoactive. It's
sure.
what most people want. But I do carry one that is mostly CBD flower with a little bit of the THCA. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, for the people that want to relax but not get like stony. They just want a little.
But it sounds like that's a good gateway. If you're because I really did enjoy it.
That's what we've been being told a long time. It's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
But I enjoy when I was
when
I was a kid and even in my 20s. I mean, I know it's different now. I sound like an old man, but you could smoke a whole joint and you know you'd be really high. It's a different level now.
So here, I've been smoking since I was 18.
Yeah,
and I'm 41 now.
Right,
kind of a late start for most people.
Yeah,
yeah.
But throughout my 20s, like. Nothing mattered.
Yeah.
I could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we know that's how it is with alcohol, where it's like, what hangover? I'm 23 years old.
But that's when you get into biology again.
But
your body is changing,
that's
too.
That's what it
your
is.
Body changes. So
yeah.
All of a sudden, when I hit 30, I started getting anxiety. I didn't know it was anxiety.
Mm.
I thought I hit some bad weed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what is this weird feeling in my stomach?
Yeah.
And then I started to learn that it was anxiety. My cousin suffers from it. And he's like, "Is it like this and this and that?" And you're thinking, you're in your head too much. I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "I deal with that every day."
Welcome
oh my God,
my
that's awful. So for me, I stay on the sativa side. That's what works with my body chemistry. I love the 50-50 hybrids.
Yeah.
For nighttime, but
if you get an indica, you're in the
indica realm, there's a good possibility, and it's not it's really strain specific.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that's a whole nother level. That's the next level of knowing your chemistry with whatever.
Yeah, right. That's getting in deep.
Yeah,
like all those because I was like so excited. I'm looking at all these little certificates on there and reading through like the strain and the names of them are.
By
fabulous.
The way, our website is very basic because we're not selling anything on our website.
No.
Yeah.
All our stuff is age sensitive, and there's plenty of people doing that.
Yeah.
We're just focused on brick and mortar right now.
Yeah, I like that, though. I feel like it doesn't overcomplicate it. I like that you had some test results in there because it makes it feel, for somebody like me at least, like
official.
It makes it feel like you're not just, we're going to get into your snacks too, but it makes me feel like you're not just, you know, handing it out. It's like you're going to walk us through the quality thing. So Joe, if you're listening, listener, without the YouTube video, Joe has brought us a bag of goodies and just fished something out.
So this is a pre-roll joint. I would not recommend this for y'all.
Okay.
I didn't know if you smoked or not.
Sure,
or,
no.
So I brought
like we're not dating. We don't keep it in the house or anything, but we're not.
This will rock your world.
But the problem is
this rocks my world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is because
I'm afraid
we,
to look at it directly
because we don't do it all the time. If we are somewhere where there are smokers and they're passing their shit around, we shouldn't be fucking touching it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And they should be giving us the warning.
Yeah.
And they're not giving us the warning because we're all partying and those little bitches hand it to you and you're like. And
I,
what?
That, so, that story where she went to the fifth dimension. I took one hit.
Were y'all drinking when this
yes,
happened?
Yes, we were.
There it is.
Yes.
And
there it is.
Well, that's
the
what the young smokers told us the
yeah.
next day. But hey, if you're a friend, you go, hey, you're drinking. No.
No. Or if you're someone's not, niece.
Not, let's see
if
what
you're
happened.
A really good friend, you don't warn them.
Let's see what happened. Well, I mean, God, we're 20 years older than these people. They could have went,
dude,
Grandpa,
were we
stop.
We not only drinking,
oh, yeah, for sure.
We were doing freaking Jello shots and just,
yep.
just
yep,
it
yep,
was
yep.
just bad. It's, but we shouldn't
I had one
that.
Hit as yeah. it went around, and I watched her have a few before I even got to the corner. After
I had
my
like
hit,
five.
She had a few more. My one hit was one of those where for about 20 minutes it was uncomfortable, and then it was okay. But just the one, and so she was rocket launching into space.
Yeah.
You know?
It was so bad.
But anyway, so what's in your
I brought this out because yep. those the COAs, the test results on our website, they're for these. Whenever anyone gets a pre-roll or
a
sealed bag.
Okay.
Whenever you get flower from us, it's in a sealed bag.
Okay.
Child resistant, the whole thing,
perfect.
You know.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Even though there are no regulations right now in North Carolina for hemp products like that.
Yeah.
We just
That's smart,
we know
though.
Where it's going
to
go.
Yeah.
I like
we're
that
gonna,
you take it to that
absolutely.
Level already.
Yeah, we don't want kids getting in our
and you're ahead,
stuff
And you're ahead of the curve, too. You're,
it's a waste of money.
Exactly. Or the dogs.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's a bad one,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
Poor little puppies.
I can't handle that. I mean, does it sound terrible that I couldn't handle seeing that on a dog worse than a kid
Child?
For me?
Some dogs love it.
Yeah.
That's Some dogs so will funny. Come over when they see you light it up, and they'll be like, hey.
You're
remember
that.
Me?
You're gonna blow that in my face. What
but,
are you gonna do?
Yeah, my mom's dog ate just a little roach one time, and they had to go to the vet.
Oh, he's out of control.
All messed up.
Little dog,
little tiny dog.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, what's in your bag? I'm curious.
All right, so
goodies.
One of the most fun things that we do at our shop, besides the cannabis and the glass pipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We have exotic snacks and drinks from all over the world.
That's
oh,
pretty
nice.
Cool.
Non-medicated.
Right.
Okay.
Our rule in the shop is if a kid can grab it, they can have it.
Oh,
you know?
Oh
I like that.
Not have it. You can buy it.
You can,
but it's fine for
Don't
them.
Don't put a sign
know?
Up that says that, yeah.
Yeah. It's there's no cannabis or anything in any of the snacks or anything that kids can grab. So I brought some fun snacks for you guys to try.
Oh, very
okay.
cool.
Oh, the first thing that fell out... This is a peach soda. It's probably our favorite peach soda in the shop from China.
Oh, wow.
So please feel free. Wow, enjoy.
How cool is that?
There's obviously...
Oh, you got to take some pictures of this
So
stuff.
For those listening, it's clear. There's no... One of the great things about foreign drinks is they don't put a lot of like...
Additives and
red
shit.
Number 40, yellow number 5, all the weird...
So it's all clear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you meant by clear. Yeah,
yeah.
It looks like
Not
water.
All of it. Sometimes they use natural coloring. And to throw it out there too, all of my edible cannabis stuff.
Can we try this?
Oh, please. Yeah, it's all for you guys.
Oh, thank you. This is cool. This would be a cool little short, just you having
well,
your...
I was trying to video. I'm trying to get better. We were just having this whole conversation.
It's all a learning process,
social
right?
Media.
I'm going to do a video of the video.
A video of the video. Okay.
And where's this one from?
China.
And this is a China soda. Peach soda from China.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. We were pretty... pretty excited about that one when we tried
wow.
it for the first time.
Now, this is where Dan says, would it be good with rum in it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's really
good. As well as vodka and gin.
I would do gin because it's botanical.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a vodka of, yeah. or gin mix for sure.
I have lots of sodas that would
wow.
be great with gin.
You know
yeah.
what I like about it? It doesn't have that weird gummy, sticky aftertaste like a Coke. Like
yeah.
a
yeah.
syrupy. That's very good.
Oh, that's a great one. All right. Well, that's number one is a hit. Number one snack is a hit.
The other drink I brought is a Schweppes mojito from Serbia.
What?
But the kids can grab this. So is it actually mojito?
Yeah,
or is
no,
just
no
the
alcohol.
Flavor?
It's just
oh, okay.
the flavor. And you want to talk about mixing something with rum? Obviously, mojito
one.
Goes with rum. Yeah. But that is one of my favorite sodas top five sodas of all time for me.
Well, you know, we've got a whole smorgasbord of booze upstairs. We should try this before and after with the
by the end of the podcast. We're like,
what happened? What happened? Right.
This is a Schweppes Mojito from where?
Serbia.
From Serbia.
Yeah, so, the Nikola Jokic special.
So how did you find this stuff? Just curious. Do you just research online? Is it from travel?
Hours like, and hours of looking online, yeah.
And finding,
well,
like...
Well, I learned about it.
Better.
Isn't that great?
And then you just bring them in, give it a little try, see if you really like it, and then you'll keep
at
it
this
in the shop.
I used to get like one or two to start just to see if I liked it, but at this point, I just get six.
That's
to
amazing.
Start and,
oh, wow.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Wow. Great. Two for two.
Schweppes. Through more of my research from all this, the oldest soda company in the world.
Well, you can't get mojito flavor Schweppes here, can you? That's cool.
It tastes like a mojito.
This reminds me of the celebrity YouTube videos where they have snacks from different countries. Have you ever seen that? Whatever country they're in, they compare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like absolutely.
Oh, very cool.
All right. The sodas.
Good stuff.
Yeah, cool. So I also have a 7-Up mojito from France. But that is like straight licorice.
Oh.
So, and I've noticed from getting mojito, it's
probably
one of my favorite drinks,
Red Bull.
Too. Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I don't like either of those things.
Actually, no. I meant Jaeger. It'd probably be good
Jaeger.
With Jaeger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because Jaeger is, I love Jaeger. I'm sorry. God. I'm from Apopka. I love it.
I would apologize as well.
Now, that is very medicinal.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't mess with the Jaeger.
I like it with the Red
cough,
Bull.
If you take a little bit of that and the cough will go away.
Really?
Yeah.
I like to say,
it's like doing a hot toddy.
I like to
but
say
they used to use that for it was a apothecary type thing that you would keep in your medicine cabinet.
I feel like if my stomach was upset and I needed to throw up, maybe I would try that.
But what's weird about Jägermeister is
if you
get a good buzz afterwards.
But unlike all the processed booze, if you read the ingredients of Jägermeister, it's a bunch of spices. It's like a tincture, as they call it. So it's almost
how it started. Yeah.
So it's almost like it's better for now when you mix Red Bull in it, you'd kill the. But that's the way I would drink it anyway.
Those energy drinks.
You need some energy with it, right?
I mean, I like to say I used to drink Jaeger bombs, but let's be honest, if we happen to go out with friends and we do stay out really late and I'm buying the last round, buckle up because we're all having Jaeger bombs again.
Angie will be.
That's when I would go, oh, I'll take a lemon drop or some fruity light.
That's what they try. They try that with me.
Then I'll be over the trash can puking before we get in the Uber.
So the rule is you can smoke and drink as long as you do it on the whole way.
Oh, okay.
So if you take a puff or two on your first drink.
Yeah.
You're good.
Is it because your body, I know we're sort of spitballing here, we're all kind of guessing, but is it because when you get too far into one realm or the other after that, because I know they accentuate each other, right? When you're,
I love the two of them together.
I always did.
You just got to know.
Yeah. You just
that's
can't.
What I get on my drums.
You can't just like be like, here, take five huge hits off this blunt.
Well, I think it's also because we had six or eight drinks before we went over there. It's too late. You've missed the window of balance.
100%.
Right? So you're
the best of us.
Your body's
the most
screaming.
Pro smokers in the industry.
Can't do that.
Still, we'll get the spins. If we're not smoking when we are drinking, then we'll get the spins afterwards, and that's no
fun. So they knew they were doing that to us. Yeah. It was fun to watch the older people walk up and try to be cool and launch into space.
Oh, I'm going to ruin this for them. It'll be great.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Yeah. So I know Dan is very interested about getting some gummies or something that have a really nice benefit to like anti-inflammatory, you know, something like that.
Yep.
And for sleeping and for anxiety. What else?
She's trying
I have
to tell
more
you
goodies
that I
in
have,
the bag. I have stuff you're talking about or I have some more snacks.
Oh, very cool.
Let's do the stuff we're talking about to see just kind of what the product looks like. What you can expect from something like that.
Should I have animated explosions as he opens this up?
Yeah, that's not white noise. That's the bag.
Because CBD is, you know, don't we have like cannabinoid receptors all through our body?
Yeah, it's the CB1 receptor.
Yeah, and so then when you're taking in that, you know, substance, it's connecting to those in your body. And that's what helps with the reduction in inflammation
and all that. Yeah.
Definitely.
So I'm not sure if you're familiar with kratom. But I think I think it's a relative to coffee plant. You would probably know better than I do. I don't know.
It's a leaf from Indonesia. Yeah. I should know more. We sell kratom shots.
Yeah.
And we're about to enter that realm.
And can I tell you that when I was going through all of the pain, and I had tried everything, it wasn't for me for one reason, I'll tell you, but if you're looking for a natural painkiller, it was unbelievable. It works as good as like a hydrocodone, and it's not. But so I was going like through surgeries and they give me hydrocodone. I'm afraid to take it because I'm afraid of the addictive stuff and all absolutely. That. So I wouldn't take it unless it was an absolute emergency. But kratom would do all the same thing, and it is the one sort of natural medicine that I have ever taken that works every bit as good as a prescription medication.
Yeah.
It blew me away.
It mimics opiates.
Yeah, but you cannot poop on it if you don't.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I mean, it will lock you up.
Would you like to go into more detail about that?
It will lock you up.
Size, color, frequency.
Let me turn this interview around.
And I will tell you, the guy, it was like a natural store we used to go to. He would say, yeah, that's a problem. You got to try to take this and magnesium. I'm like, yeah, I can't balance all that, man. I guess I'll just tough out the pain.
Things you do. Like if you are going to start taking it, definitely talk to somebody that knows about it because there are things you can take that will help balance your bowels if you're going to take it.
And you can do too much.
I was very careful with
addictive.
It. But you can also be sensitive. Oh, I didn't know that could become addictive too.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
So addicts get addicted to it.
Yeah.
Just like addicts get addicted to anything
I have known people in my life that are addicted to like Coca-Cola. So when we're talking about addicted, I get a little skeptical just depending on what you mean by like mentally or physically.
I think there could be a chemical addiction there.
Yeah, I could see that because it does feel like a painkiller. Like you're, you know.
Yeah, and then if you have someone that's coming off of opiates, trying to go the natural way or something like that, you know, it can...
replace it.
Overuse can damage the liver.
Ooh.
Of kratom, yeah.
Ooh.
But, you know, you're looking at... There's people that literally will just take a handful of powder and shove it down their throat.
Now, I was taking a teaspoon of it and mixing it in a drink or something. And orange juice was the thing. Yeah, a teaspoon.
It sounds like you were very conscious about your use,
which is my body is sensitive to every single kind of thing you can imagine except for alcohol. So, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So what I brought today, besides the joint that I'm going to smoke after we're done here, I have a chocolate. This is made, a woman-owned company down in Brevard. Brevard's about 45 minutes southwest of here.
We're familiar, yeah.
For the listeners as well.
Yeah.
They do all like handmade chocolates, high-end, amazing chocolates, as well as gummies. Yeah. So this is only CBD, non-psychoactive.
Nice. Oh.
You guys are good to go with this. This is a 20 mil CBD chocolate. The flavor is berry cake dark chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
We have to talk to this person.
Enjoy. These are amazing.
Very cool. Yum. Well, we're going to have to talk to meet this person for sure.
And, yeah. Oh man. I can definitely hook you up.
Oh, that'd be so great. Yeah. We'd love to go to her shop.
The owner and her right-hand woman, who I went to high school with down in Homestead.
What a small world.
They're great and they are so fun to talk to.
Oh, I love it.
It will light the room up.
Oh, very cool. So it's funny, whenever we said, we're going to move here when we were in vacation, people would say, are you from Florida? So it must be like a thing.
She was the first one out of all of us to move here.
Oh, really?
She was here 2 years before me, and I've been here 9 years now.
Oh, I'm okay to eat this, right?
Yeah. It's just CBD, a little muscle relaxation.
I want to try it right on the air so I can
do it.
Yeah, the chocolate itself is. I always warn people when they buy the psychoactive ones. I said, warning, the chocolate is incredible.
So you need to get the chocolate and just try it itself too, right?
Yeah, I would.
Should I half this with Dan or?
Well, it's just CBD.
Just for
to try it.
Yeah, it's just.
It's just CBD.
Just CBD, non psychoactive. So I would say share it just so y'all can.
Oh, it's like good dark chocolate.
Yep, all quality. Like I said, I vet very hard who gets represented in my shop.
Oh, berry cake, dark chocolate. That is so good.
And you taste the...
Mm. Would you have a half?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Kidding me?
So there's actually crack cocaine in there. I'm just kidding.
Yes. There's so much batteries left on our equipment.
I got you guys good. So this one is a coconut crunch dark chocolate. It has 10 milligrams of CBD and 10 milligrams of Delta 9. So this one, maybe, maybe not. I brought it just in case.
Okay.
For me, 10 milligrams of Delta 9, I'm nowhere near feeling that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is therapeutic.
I think you and I should eat this one another night. Well, I mean, it's up to you. You can have some of it right now.
It's no. definitely
I've
for
had
you
alcohol.
Guys.
So I'm.
I'll wait.
This one I'm going to take back with me.
That was good.
I don't want anything weird to happen while I'm on the video.
It might become a viral sensation.
So
it could.
Yeah. You guys are just singing Pink Floyd in the corner. That will get 8 million views yes. on TikTok.
And
sure.
copyright what? Tagged, yes.
Look at this bitch losing her mind. Yeah. It's hilarious. I can't
They're
stop
singing the wrong lyrics
it.
Anyway, so there's no copyright infringement.
What is this? I see mushrooms on there.
So this is something we're just starting to get into, and I'm really loving it. It's an adaptogen bar.
Okay. We've been talking about adaptogens lately. Because they can replace alcohol, too, if you're trying yeah. to do like a cleanse or something.
Well, nothing really replaces alcohol.
No. But
what is an adaptogen?
Go ahead.
Oh, God. Expert. I'm just learning about adaptogens. So it's things like lion's mane mushrooms, reishi,
okay.
Yeah. All these things that they have adapted over millions of years of the earth to the climate of the earth. They've been here for hundreds of millions of years.
Get
it.
We
right?
could sure. get into a whole topic on mushrooms.
That's a fine and dingy after dark episode, yes. but yeah, I love
it's
that.
It's very interesting.
We do that, by the way, once in a while. We've done one. We've got another one lined up.
We just talk about weird shit after.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, like aliens and stuff like that.
But I love it.
But mushrooms. So the medicinal value of mushrooms, I think, is
Which may be aliens. We don't know yet.
That's right.
That's what we talk about. Yeah. Well, it's like one of the largest, if not the largest organism on earth, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So this one in particular is very strong, which is why I'm not even going to leave it with y'all.
Yeah, sure.
That one, you can nibble on it. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Sure. Yeah.
This one, heavy. But I have these with no cannabis in them as well.
Okay.
Let me just read some of the things in this. I'm really excited about these. It's made in, the guy makes them in Marshall.
We've been to Marshall.
We drove through
another
that
30
town.
Minutes.
That is a
away
charming
town.
Little town, man.
It's a cute
it's like
little town.
It's like Mayberry. It's so cool.
If all the people in Mayberry did whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
that
meant
is
the charm of driving through. And, you know, Netflix did a show
so beautiful there
a couple last year or the year before.
Yeah, they recorded something there.
A show,
Peripherals.
I can't remember.
Periphery.
The wonderful white. Oh, no, that was the West Virginia.
Peripheral.
Periphery, isn't it?
Peripheral.
Peripheral?
Peripheral.
We're going to keep saying the opposite.
There was
back.
Nothing in the chocolate, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah. The CBD is messing me up. So I'm really getting into, you know, we're a fun store. We have all the fun things,
yeah.
but we're also about the health. We're also about clean living, clean products, things like that.
I
so
love that.
This bar in general, and like
and
I
it
said,
it seems like you're trying to really support your local community and the
it's
products
all it's
that
all about local.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely.
So, what are the ingredients in there? You're going to read those.
So,
or are you going to? I'm assuming you said let me read all the.
Yeah, I'm going to read just some of the really
ones.
Good things here. So, obviously, we have the hemp extract.
Yep.
Tapioca syrup, holy basil. I don't know if this is dulce or dulce. In Miami, we would say dulce. lion's mane extract, reishi extract, turkey tail extract, maca root, turmeric, licorice root, citric. Oh, the citric acid. That's normal.
Yep.
ashwagandha, astragalus.
Whoa.
Tartaric acid. I don't know what that one is. Sweet cinnamon.
Well, it looks like a candy bar almost.
It's a gummy bar.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
We got ginger, black pepper oil, monk fruit as a sweetener.
Anti-inflammatory stuff.
This is all super anti-inflammatory.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. But you're going to get a buzz from it.
This one's very heavy.
It's like, yeah.
I'm not eating a whole square of this one.
Okay. All right.
In fact, I made him.
So it comes in squares. So you would take like a little dose.
I have these three. These are three squares, which personally
look,
I would cut into quarters.
Looks awfully big to me.
So I'm not looking directly at that one either.
Yeah.
Look away.
I'm gonna keep this the back to you so you don't see it.
Yeah. If that rubs on your skin or
this
something.
This is on
I
there for a
done.
Reason. And what it is, it's
warning.
a little warning symbol with a cannabis leaf and an exclamation point. But okay. I do have these with no cannabis in them as well.
Just for the
So if you want all the medical benefits
yeah.
oh,
from,
I love
from
that.
These things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ate one earlier today.
Well,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're excited to come by. So how much of that would you need to eat for the medicinal benefit? Still just do like one little serving as a square serving, or is it the whole entire bar?
I would eat a square.
The guy that makes these, he's an old hippie dude. He's retired. He grows his own hemp, which he uses in here. Like, it's so clean and so good. But he's like, I eat the whole ball. I eat the whole square, man. And I'm like, yeah, dude, but you're on a different level. Yeah.
No, but I think she meant the non-psychoactive one, though.
Oh, yeah. Like for the medicinal, purpose.
I eat the whole square of the non-psychoactive one. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why I wanted it, because I wanted the whole square.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all, you know, obviously for all the benefits, but 50 milligrams of D9 is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. That's a lot.
But see, that's why, like, people like us, when we come in the store, it's nice to have people that are educated on it and can kind of guide you instead of us just going, oh, I like the shape and color of that one.
You know? And I'll be honest, one of the biggest things that I tell, you know, my employee and everyone in my shop, if I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we'll Google it together or something,
yeah,
you know?
That's appreciated instead of you just making something up.
I'm not trying to bullshit anybody. Yeah. There's so much of that out there.
Well, plus
you go to certain shops and they're just like, oh, yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. But then you go home and you're in a different dimension.
Exactly.
And then you're never coming back because you don't trust the guy, right? So that's
for sure.
That's where I would feel like your repeat customers are, you know.
That's where that retail experience comes in, though. Also having, you know, a passion about it, you know, liking to partake yourself want to have a good time when you partake.
Yeah,
instead
and working for myself.
Yeah.
Like, it all kind of is a combination of...
I mean, it
the
just
good vibes in
it
the show.
Sounds like everything kind of fell into the place that it needed to when you
lots of hard work.
Well, yeah,
you know,
of
I always
course.
Say it's, you know, it's about you got to be at the right place at the right time, but you got to be ready.
You do
also,
and you have to be recognizing that the things are lining up for you to take that leap or that step
and be ready for the leap, not just mentally, but like. Not physically, what am I trying to say? Like, just prepared with your knowledge of whatever you're jumping into, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, and this is maybe me leaning into the corporate stuff a little more too, but I would say you got to be mentally.
That CBD's kicking in.
Where are we? help me.
It's mentally, usually me doing stuff like that.
Mentally, physically, but financially, like you have to be ready to jump when opportunity hits.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It can't just be like a dream. You have to be. You have to
the
be.
Financially part was the part that we weren't ready for, but luckily we had proven ourselves enough to where we had a couple investors that believed in us.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when I left,
that's part of that networking that you did, though, making connections.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
And that was why we were ready. You know, we were ready for it. When we left that one company and started our own, we did the same thing. We were representing artists. I was on the road, and we did that for 3 years, and then. Mid-2022, when the economy started to go poo-poo, and I saw gas prices jack up. I was in Illinois. It was like $6.50 a gallon.
Holy.
Yeah.
That's not a traveling all over the country scenario.
No.
Yeah.
Even through COVID, I was like, here we go, you know? But once gas prices hit, I was like, oh.
Yeah, what do you do now?
We have to figure something else out. But we still did that for as long as we could until... because. When the economy goes, things like a glass pipe, you know, like, oh, that's pretty, I'll buy it. That no longer exists, right?
And the extra money.
So our sales just started going down.
Of course,
And we were like, what are we going to do? What, you know, we don't want to go find jobs.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Pivot.
Yeah. So I talked to a lot of shop owners and I just gathered data of what was selling for everybody around the country. And consumables was the overall answer.
Oh, you know what? That's sort of the inside baseball you got from the delivery job.
Oh, man, so much inside knowledge.
Yeah. To clear away all the stuff they're not selling and don't even carry it.
Yeah, I don't even have all that stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just carry what you know was selling all over the country. That's brilliant.
Which leads to people walking in. We sweep and mop and you know, we keep it clean.
Sure.
But I think part of when people come in and they say, this place is really nice and clean is I don't have all that clutter that a lot of smoke shops
That's
have.
That's exactly what I thought. It looks just, it hones in on the good products. You know what I mean? It's like, these are the good products. That's kind of what the
And then like with vape batteries, like for a cartridge, I basically have two.
Yeah.
I have the cheap kind and I have the good kind.
Yeah.
Because
you don't need 12 different things to choose from.
No,
right?
There's two kinds of there's two. I'm going to keep hitting this microphone.
That's okay.
Us Miami people talk with our hands, you know. There's two kinds of customers when it comes to that. It's just give me whatever the cheapest thing you have is, or what do you use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's we just only have what we use.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's no. I've never had anyone be like, I wish your battery selection was better.
Yeah.
Like nobody.
So you're cutting through the fluff with that.
Yeah.
How long has the company been in business now?
So our company, the Golden Goat, that's a DBA of ours.
Oh.
Our company is called Carolina Glass Company, and we've been in business for 4 years.
Okay. Very nice.
The Golden Goat has been an entity for 11 months now. Next month is our 1 year.
I didn't realize how new you guys are. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Is also,
coming up on a year. That is awesome.
Pretty stoked. We have 420 coming up. We have our 1 year coming up.
Oh, that's very true. Exciting. 420.
It is it's our holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what we dread.
What?
Going into it.
What does Golden Goat mean? Like, where'd you come up with that name?
So Golden Goat is a strain.
Oh.
It's a strain originally grown in Kansas, actually, which has nothing to do with us, but just some info on it. When we were going through different names, I didn't want a pigeon. That's a new word.
I didn't want a CBD kicking in.
You know what, though? We like new words on this show because I come up with them all the time.
Every episode she does a new one. So you did it this time.
Yeah, pigeon. Write it down.
It's going to be in the dictionary.
So we didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves nowadays it seems like that.
Yeah.
We didn't want to pigeonhole ourselves with like Asheville.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah shop or North Carolina or whatever, you know. So I thought it would be cool. There used to be a restaurant downtown called Blue Dream.
Okay.
Curry House.
Right.
And it was so many people's favorite restaurant because they actually paid their employees a living wage. It was a no tip restaurant, right? And I knew the owner. I was there when they were building it, you know, so I talked with them and I was like, Blue Dream, is that? And he gave me the smile and the nod. He's like, it's my favorite strain.
Oh, it's a strain.
I was like, that's the best. So it is kind of a nod to those guys at Blue Dream.
Okay, that's cool.
But we were just going through all the different strain names and there's hundreds and hundreds, thousands of strain names at this point.
Who comes up with them, though? Just whoever grows them?
The person who mixes the genetics.
The genetics together.
So let's say there's a strain called Girl Scout Cookies, and then there's a strain called Gelato. You mix those together. We have Gelato Cookies at our shop right now.
Okay, gotcha.
It's like the soap almost that that Minnie does where she names it based on the mixes or whatever. Yeah.
It's literally the same thing.
Yeah.
Or some stoners being like, we should name this. we have a strain called Gary Payton.
Yeah.
Gary Payton. Who is a basketball player for the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah.
And won a championship with Miami Heat in 2006. No big deal. my favorite team, by the way.
Miami Heat?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're from Miami.
I'm such a IT non-sports guy that I'm like,
what?
I hope they made some touchdowns.
It's so funny. I'm the actor music nerd that also loves sports. Yeah.
I thought that was not allowed, but
I know, I know. Yeah, I'm the black sheep of both.
That is an oxymoron. we're not allowed to do that. Well, we're so excited to come in and check it out and get
some things
for
you guys
for us can, you know, we'll baby steps. We'll start with baby steps. But definitely some things. I'm dealing with some inflammatory issues too. I just went to the doctor today for plantar fasciitis, was just inflammation.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those in my backyard planted next to
plantar fasciitis. What, yeah. Yeah.
I always call it flannar fasciitis and then she has to fix it for me. So.
But you know, you can get steroid shots and I'm like, no. And you can get anti-inflammatories and I'm like, I'll take them if I need them.
Because you don't know what else they're doing to you. I mean, you know, meloxicam and all that stuff.
So I really need something that's going to
benefit
that.
So I'm with you. I've taken a Vicodin once.
Yeah.
When I had my teeth pulled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, maybe some allergy medicine or something.
And I'll take Advil even, but sometimes I'm like, I don't know what it's doing to me. So I think we prefer the natural route.
I've had hip surgery and I've taken the pain meds and I think it was literally, what did I take it for, like one night? And I said, I don't want any more of that. And then I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You wake up and your body is in shock.
They do their job.
They do their job. And I'm like, okay, I do need it for maybe like two more nights and then that's it.
If you have a good head on your shoulder, you can, you can, you know, keep track of everything.
But for me, I don't even have that. Like, she doesn't like the way it makes me feel. I love the way those things make me feel. That's why I don't want to take
it. We're very similar. That one Vicodin I took, like, I had the best sleep of my life.
It's amazing.
My girlfriend took one too. She was like, well, if you're taking one, I'm taking one. And we had a great night, you know, but that's for the After Dark podcast.
But that's also why, like, I will keep that bottle for an emergency. It'll last me 10 years. Cause it's like, if you ever get hurt or something bad, it works.
Yep.
But it's the people that are just popping them like candy that are, but I'd still rather have a natural. I mean, if we could find something that's, I know it'd be baby steps, but find something that's helping me, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I think with the adaptogen, sorry, let's try that again. Yeah. I think with the adaptogen area, you can really find comfort with that. Quick story. I gave one of these to one of my customers who's on methadone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
High doses of it.
Wow.
It's her and her partner come in. They're both recovering. And it's been a, for both of them, it's been a while. They're kicking ass at it. And, he's on lower doses of methadone. She's on higher doses. And so he can feel the gummies, but she can't.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So I was like, well, try this. It's my strongest gummy, but also it has all these good things about it. Yeah. She came back saying that's the first time that she has not been in pain and hadn't had to take
something bad.
All this other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear, though.
Wow.
Which I was like,
That's a testimony.
I called. Like, I literally emailed the guy. I was like, "I need all your things." You know. Yeah. So we have his tinctures now.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
oh, he's making the good stuff.
One of the tinctures it has all this stuff, but it also has dandelion and.
Dandelion's really good for you.
There's another one that's just like dandelion, like they're anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-fungal, anti all this stuff.
Oh wow.
Well, CBD is, is antifungal.
Yeah, there's so many things that are like that. It's
when you see, have you ever seen the hempcrete? Like hemp concrete?
Uh-uh.
No.
They can build a house with hemp and it's antifungal. So you.
No mold.
No mold.
I didn't know that.
And why the frick aren't we? I've watched a documentary on this before. The way it grows. It just like using bamboo. Why aren't we using these type of things?
It puts nutrients back into the ground.
Puts nutrients into the ground.
Yeah,
more oxygen in the air.
It's a lot of powers.
Takes more CO2 out of the air and has so many versatile
benefits,
things you can use it for.
Not like to mention, clothing and all that.
Hair products. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's the cleanest burning oil. You can run your car off of it.
I know, isn't it crazy?
There's a lot of powers at play, I'm sure. That
even
are
bamboo, we've had a lady on who had a bamboo farm, and she, planted all the bamboo in like the Disney area and everything, and she knows all about it, but she makes products out of bamboo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's wonderful facial products for skincare. Yeah. I mean, all sorts of stuff. I was like, what?
I have a bamboo Pepsi at my shop.
Oh, we got to come. I can't wait to come.
Yeah, we're going to come. Tell everybody where you're located.
We are located in Swannanoa. Any Asheville listeners, you may know it as Swannanoware. But we
wait,
are turning.
Don't you have a river, though?
We do, the Swannanoa River.
Yeah.
It's right behind our
shop,
actually.
That's how I know
the name. Like, literally, we have to walk around the building, but it's right behind our shop.
Very cool.
We like to say we're making Swannanoware, Swanna somewhere.
Oh,
that's my dad joke.
It's a dad joke for the day.
Check.
You have another catchphrase. I know we got to wrap up here, but you have another catchphrase from your website, and I paraphrased it a bit, but basically it's everyone is different, including their thoughts and their mood, which I thought was very, you never hear anybody say that, but that's incredibly true. And I don't
know. That's on our website?
Yeah.
That's my business partner.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Surprise, surprise.
It made me think of the customer service aspect because you never know what you're dealing with, but also what product you need in there because it plays into that.
Yeah. So.
I mean, we get people in all the moods.
Yeah.
We get the people of all the spectrums of what the brain can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in the 11 months we've been open, we've seen a wide spectrum of different kinds of people.
Yeah.
Which I love. It's one of my favorite things.
And you're just going to continue to see grow that customer base like that too, especially as people get more educated on it and know that, because I know someone like my mom is like very anti drugs or anything.
Yep, yep.
But when you can prove the medicinal benefits.
I had to do it with my mom.
Yeah.
And you're like, it doesn't need to get you high. You can still take this and it's just going to benefit you.
Yeah.
It's just going to make you feel better.
Also, you know? Getting high
and it's okay.
Isn't necessarily bad.
No, I'm absolutely on board with that too. I just don't want to see God when I do it. Yeah.
That brings me to my next point. Do you know about my Lord and Savior? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up.
So we're in Swannanoa.
We got to go.
2338 US 70 Swannanoa. It's literally like a 10-minute drive from downtown Asheville east, straight east. Before we go.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, we got more products.
Let me show you guys these chips.
He bought snacks.
Nice. Very nice.
So this is one of my favorite bag of chips. This is from Thailand. I'm not sure how to say this, but it is literally like all the awesome Thai flavors you love from Thai food.
Is it Lay's?
It is Lay's.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, we got to take a picture of this. This is really cool.
So you see, there's a bunch of herbs and stuff here. You taste all of those, the onions, the basil, the cilantro, the lime. I love it.
You're pretty smart to have all these snacks in your store.
Well, yeah. What do stoners love the most after?
But you know what I love about it too? Like, I'm not trying to crap on our wonderful country because I do love my country, but we have macaroni and cheese fried chicken flavored Lay's, and they have like all these delicious herbs and stuff. This is crazy.
If you go to the grocery, I took a picture one time. We have about 7 flavors over 10 different brands.
And that's it.
And that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, we were talking about the other day. Why is it ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise is pretty much on every single solid table in the country? How did it make the three? What's the.
Don't forget ranch now. It's not on the table, but we love our ranch.
Yeah, that's true.
We need to get a good picture of that. That is cool.
It's very cool.
So that one's a pretty easy, palatable.
Is this too loud?
No, it probably sounds delicious. You should eat it right into the microphone.
I'm going to try all of this for right now. It smells good.
This is now an ASMR.
I was going to say ASMR. Is it good?
Oh, wow.
And I've noticed a lot of times.
These are really neat.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Our taste buds are just so used to American food that something like this can be really weird at first, but once you kind of dive into it, it starts to really.
Willy weird. I always point it out.
Speaking of Willy weird.
Wow.
Wow. You know what it is? It almost has like a sweet flavor at first, and then you start tasting all the seasoning.
Well, it's got some lime, I see.
Mm. Mm.
So the next bag.
Man, this is like the best interview ever.
No,
this
is
nailed it.
Nobody's brought us this much snacks before.
These are some Lay's from China. This is hot and sour lemon braised chicken feet flavor.
Oh my God, I'm going to love this one.
Enjoy, my friends.
I can already tell I'm going to love this one.
It's chicken feet.
Before you open that, because I know we got to wrap it up.
Wow.
These are some Hello Kitty strawberry marshmallow candies from Japan that I've absolutely fallen in love with. I'm a 41-year-old man that buys Hello Kitty marshmallow candy. But enjoy. Wow. They are awesome.
Wow. They're like little marshmallow balls.
Joe,
thank you so much for coming out to meet with us, for bringing us all these wonderful treats, and for educating us. We can't wait to come out to your shop.
My absolute pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's very nice to meet you.
And for being our first guest.
Hey, I'm so stoked about that. That kind of stuff means so much to me. So
that is awesome, man.
Nailed it. Thank you.
That you will always be our first North Carolina studio guest.
Boom.
You will be.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, at the end of each and every day...
It's all fine and dandy.
Hi, guys. We hope you enjoyed the show today. If you did, we would love a review. So make sure to head over to your Apple Podcast app or whatever app you listen to your podcast on and give us a 5-star review. Also, give us a like and a follow on our social media. You can find that all under Fine and Dandy. And if you want to find out more about our guest or about us, head over to fineanddangy.com.